This is Natalie, also known as Starcast. Everybody has known me for years, 5 years on the radio, talking about spirituality. And tonight we have a very special guest. Her name is Ellen McDonough. Is that how you pronounce it, Ellen?
It's McDonough.
McDonough. That's from the East. McDonough. I like that. Okay, she has two websites. Wait till you hear about what this lady does. You're just going to love it. I'm just so honored to have her here. And for somebody to do so much, I've got, everybody knows I have three monitors. I've got one side on one side on the other, and then Blog Talk Radio on the other. And it's so colorful. And first question I have for you, Ellen, is tell me about these audio things that you do. I mean, it's a frequency. Is that what it is?
Yes. So this is a free app that's called Pure Light. And currently the app is available on Apple products, so iPhones, iPads, and then the Android version is coming literally any day now. We hope to get it out this week, the week of the solstice. But
awesome.
The app offers audios that are infused and encoded with very high spiritual frequencies. And when these audios are played, these frequencies are transmitted and they help to create positive change for the listener. And when I say positive change, that can mean money miracles, better health, improved sleep, looking and feeling younger, increased psychic ability, releasing physical pain, releasing emotional pain. I mean, I could go on and on for pretty much anything. There are frequencies you can download to help create that result. So the app serves as like a central marketplace of these frequency-infused audios where users can browse categories, they can search for what they need, they can also browse healers. And then to download audios, it's really easy. The user just has to tap the Get It button, which appears next to each audio title. And when they do that, the audios are downloaded directly to the app's audio player. And a very handy, great feature is that when the audios are downloaded, the instructions for how to use the audios are downloaded as well, because these audios aren't like typical music tracks that you might get on iTunes, for example. Rather, because these audios are infused with such powerful energy, it's sort of like energy medicine. And just like a supplement would have instructions for how to use, so do these audios. And I can talk more about different ways to use them, but very important that users follow the instructions, which is why the instructions are included with each download. And we are interfacing with iTunes, so users can apply iTunes gift cards. And the same will be true for the Android version. Users will be able to apply Play Store gift cards. And the app offers both single audios and audio packages. And audio packages are downloaded automatically as their own playlist, along with the instructions. So, yeah, that's the app. We've got about 30 free audios. Very generous on this app because I really want
to. I see them on your site.
Users.
And if you want to know more about it, go to purelightaudio.com. I have a question right away.
Exactly.
Some of these are free and some of these cost, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Which is why users can. Sorry, go on.
Go ahead. No, I just want to make that clear to people. But if you go there, I mean, it's self-explanatory. That's what I like about the site. And then we'll talk about her other site. Wait till you go to that one. But now this is done by a variety of people, correct? Do you do some of the audio as well?
No, I'm an artist, so I don't do the audios. But these healers are gifted with imprinting and infusing high energies into audio tracks.
Oh, this is wonderful. Oh, my. So if you're listening, you should go to purelightaudio.com, and then you're going to understand what Ellen is talking about. But it's got, I mean, you've got, you'll say here, like, there's energy uplift, body boost, forgiveness, purpose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, I'm sitting here, and my eyes are getting really big. you have Lord Metatron, which is, I believe, an archangel, correct? I think Metatron is an archangel. But you've got energy boost, fruit of life, deeper meditations, and you said something about looking and feeling younger. You have that. This is unreal. I mean, anything that our listeners can think of that they would like help with? And by that, I mean, you know, sometimes you go, most of us, anybody who's really spiritual will go into a level like I do. If I'm having something, an issue within my mind, I'll go and sit down, and I get real quiet, and I have a cat that lays right with me when I do that. And it's kind of like you go into a level, but just think if you could listen to something that would help you to resolve issues that are bothering you. That's the whole thing. And correct me if I'm wrong, but like, you know, you could have a stressful day and maybe you would want to decide to yourself, well, tonight I'm going to listen to this. And they can get them not just one at a time. They could get a series of them. Is that correct?
Oh, yes. Now, with free audios, we limit it to 3 a day, but that's enough, you know, just to try them out until the next day. With pay for audios, you know, it's unlimited. You know, users can just download anything they want.
Some of these people I do know. I do know some of some of the people on your site. I do know them. But I mean, if you go there and you look at all of this, and these people are all imprinted, and these are all the gifts that they give out when they record this. So, do you actually hear music, or do you hear somebody on a guided kind of thing? What happens, Ellen?
Yeah, the audios are all different because each healer has their own unique healing method or style. So, for example, some audios have talking. So when you listen actively, and it's kind of like a guided meditation, but the healer is actually transmitting frequencies, and then you can direct the energy where you want it to go. And then others just have soft music. Others have light language. And then others have voice toning, where it's like it's sound healing, but instead of a musical instrument, the healer is actually using their voice to transmit frequencies and light codes. And then others are just completely silent. Vast majority, I would say, are a combination thereof. So like talking with periods of silence or maybe light language with soft music. So they're all different, and that's why there's so many free audios, because I really want users to play around with these audios and, you know, and just try out all the different healing methods. Those are all different.
Exactly. And, you know, I can see probably 5 or 6 that I would love to have right off the top. And but there's so many here. What made you want to do this? Why did you set this up? Because you're not one of the ones that record. So why? What was the background for that?
Oh, it's been quite a journey. I had a few motivations for creating this app, but the biggest motivation was just knowing directly that these audios are effective because they've helped me so much. And this all started back around the late 2000s and into the early 2010s, I just suffered with an almost endless list of bizarre symptoms that nobody could explain, let alone cure. And I saw every health practitioner I could, and nothing did anything. The only thing practitioners could tell me was that my adrenal glands were worn out, which I already knew. So that was no big surprise. And this just dragged on for years and years. And I'm someone who previously had tons and tons of energy. I'm a world traveler and a runner, and I'm just used to having, you know, so many projects going on, and I'm just used to having so much energy. But then during these years, I could barely do anything, because, you know, kind of lay on the couch day after day. So suffice it to say, these years were very dark and depressing for me, where I actually wondered if I'd ever get better. But it was around 2011 or so that, or maybe it was earlier than that. But anyway, it was during that time that I started hearing about audios that were infused with healing frequencies. And I was used to energy medicine, so I figured I'd give them a try because nothing else was working. And the results were pretty amazing. And, you know, I'll go into some of the, you know, what I experienced with the audios. Some of them, I just felt like I was being really white light. And then anything that didn't match that high frequency came up to be released. So I'll be honest, it wasn't always a walk in the park, because I did have to do some detoxing, both physical and emotional. I mean, physical, meaning I would feel, you know, tired and achy, maybe fatigued even more so than I was for a few days. Emotional, meant emotional meant that. Sorry, getting you called.
Well, it could probably, you know, if you're listening to something and all of a sudden you're getting, oh, I think we lost her. She got dropped off. But what I was going to say, if you go to purelightaudio.com, you will see a variety of people, all kinds of healers here with all their modalities and all that they offer. And she'll call back again, but it's just, it's amazing. I mean, like I told her just a few minutes ago, there's quite a few that I would really love to use. And I believe that this stuff does work. And she was just starting to tell us about how she got into this. But she has another site, and I'm going to get you to that, too. It's called placesoflight.com. Here she is. Let's bring her back.
Another call.
We lost you for a minute, but I kept talking. Tell them about your... Yeah, well, it does that. It drops. Some people just feel like it. Oh, I'm just going to kick. Doesn't kick me off, but it kicks everybody else off. But I was telling everybody about all the people on this site and all the modalities for them. There, it's just tremendous. How do you know what to choose? I mean, I know you get free apps, but how do you, and not all of them offer free apps, correct? Or free audios? Is that correct?
Free audios, but if it's all right, I'd like to just continue with what I was saying regarding
how
I got the idea.
Absolutely. Tell your story about how you got into this. Yes.
Yeah, sure. I know there's a lot to talk about, but anyway, I'll wrap up this this motivation. So anyway, the audios helped me so much during my healing journey, but I had to go through a detox, you know, as happens, and physical detox, but also emotional, where just old memories, buried traumas, all that kind of came up to be released. Anywhere energy was just kind of knotted up in my energy field. So the audios helped me to identify where the energy was knotted up, but they also helped me to release this energy. And then other audios, there were no detox symptoms. I would just play them on a loop while I slept. And then when I woke up the next morning, I would feel so much better, like some dark energy just got cleared, which was awesome.
Yeah.
And I'm looking back, I'm 99.9% certain whatever got clear didn't belong to me to begin with, because I am extremely empathic, like I'm sure a lot of your listeners are. So,
oh yeah, and I am.
That's probably just weighing me down
to the max, and it's not always good, Ellen, to be like that.
No, it's not easy.
It can do a number on
you. But anyway,
but you know, it's just part of who you are. So, but go ahead. I don't mean to interrupt.
That's okay. So the audios were so great to just like clearing like anything unwanted, anything that just was weighing me down that it, did not serve me. And then other audios just put me in a blissful state where I actually had hope, which meant everything to me in those dark days. But anyway, gradually my symptoms just faded and vanished, and which I'm so grateful for. But in addition to that, I found myself becoming more intuitive, and life started to flow more smoothly. Life became more synchronistic, mm-hmm. because what these audios do, all of them, regardless of the specific topic, is that they help to raise your vibration. So the more you listen to the audios, the more your vibration raises, and then, the more easily life seems to flow. And so anyway, that's kind of my healing journey. And then one day, because I own easily over 100 of these audios, purchased so many over the years, but one day I was making playlists, and it occurred to me, wow, it'd be so great to have all these in one virtual place, quote unquote. So that was my second motivation, was to create like a marketplace where users could just browse and search for the audio programs depending on what topic they need. Because currently this world of frequency-infused audios is fragmented, meaning that individual healers create them and users have to follow individual healers to see what's new. But the app serves as a central marketplace, like a one-stop shopping experience. And then also I quickly found as I healed that when I started talking about these audios that there are many, even in spiritual communities, who've never heard of this concept. And I think it's amazing. It's awesome. They're like gems. So I really wanted to help get the word out. And lastly, it's just a way to help broadcast healing frequencies, because there's so many dark energies on the planet. And, of course, a huge agenda to keep us all dumbed down and in fear.
We're faced with them every single day, aren't we?
Yeah, low states of consciousness. I mean, you know, they're pulling out all the stops to keep us feeling, you know, just powerless and all entrained to very low frequencies. But at least this is a way to broadcast the higher healing frequencies and, you know, just help raise the vibration of the planet. So that's how I, you know, came up with the idea and my motivations for creating this app.
And what a great idea. I mean, and do you have now, you have this like on a Facebook page and you have the website, so it's
mm-hmm.
right there. But
yes.
I will make sure that this gets out, purelightaudio.com. Now, you have to click on the healer to see what they offer, correct? Oh, yes, it is. Yes, okay. And, of course, you're not going to say who you used, but I will ask you an email because I can. Because I am resonating with some of the things that you experienced. And I think many of us do. And sometimes the more enlightened you are, and if you don't understand it and you don't really know what to do with it, your life can be one big ball of stuff that you just do not understand. I've been lucky. I have a mentor. I've had her since 1998, and she's still with me. And so periodically I'll call her and I'll say, help, help. But, you know, with her now, because what she does with me, though, is in the beginning she talked to me for hours. Yes, she did. But now all she says is, trust God, Natalie. That's all you have to do is trust God. Because she knows, well, you already have the info. I just have to, maybe it's a trigger she uses, and I never thought of it till just now. But she does that even in email to me. But, of course, you know, sometimes you solve your own things that are going on. Sometimes they just kind of get a little lighter for you. It's not as heavy.
Mm-hmm.
But then there are
mm-hmm.
times when you get hit with really dark stuff, and you just don't know what to do with it. And I think everybody is faced with that. Even those who are really enlightened, I mean, I think they even have times when things get a little difficult and maybe they have to regroup a little bit and maybe listen to something again or talk to somebody whom that they trust. And so to look at these, you have to click on each picture to see what they offer, correct? Oh, and then you've got things
yes.
down here at the bottom for like a body boost.
The free gift,
oh,
right.
Gosh, this is amazing. I did look at this before, but not like I'm looking at it because I wanted to wait for you because I wanted you
mm-hmm.
to hear my enthusiasm because I'm really impressed with this. And I'm also impressed with
okay.
your site. And let's see how we're on. Oh, we're only not quite 20 after 8, so we have plenty of time. Now,
Yes.
Well, I'm going to ask you a question. Somebody is having issues with it within a relationship. Do they, should they just go to the, I'm sure you have a relationship one here. Is that what they do?
Yeah.
Or,
yeah.
Okay, so I'm looking to see here that you have, and I can't tell who is who. You have to kind of click on it. Of course, at the bottom it says like peace and stillness, regeneration. Oh, wow. Expanding heart space. Oh, yes. Spiritual energy. The Elven codes. The gal who mentors me actually does healing cards, and I have them on Instagram and in my blog. She creates them, and one of them was Elven energy. Today was Deep Horizon. She'll do it. I mean, they just come up all different. And I'll send you the link. If you have Instagram, you should go check them out and see. You'll really like them. You will resonate with those, what she does. I mean, I get a lot of people that really love them. But you can always go on the blog and look at it. So we'll do stuff like that in email. But so tell me more on these before we go to your places of light, which I see something I want right away. you know, I mean, if you're just starting out, and say maybe, you have something for money. Like say maybe somebody's having difficulty with money, correct? There is
mm-hmm.
something that
yes.
they could go to. Now, the Money Miracle Manifestor, right? Energies to manifest money miracles. Now, how do you know which apps are free? People are going to want to go and say, well, I want this, but I guess you just click on it, correct?
Yes. When someone downloads the app, on the home screen are all the free audios, as well as anything that's $7.99
and under. Jenny, I don't know how to pronounce her last name, N-G-O.
Jenny No.
Mm-hmm. Jenny No, just like it is. She has a free energy uplift, and then she has assisting spirits to the light. Oh, my God. So there's 5, 6, 7, 8. Every one of them's got probably up to 10 within their name, once you click on their name,
oh,
correct?
Oh, some have even
looks
more
like
than that.
Some
healers
gosh.
Have even more than
gosh.
That. They've been very enthusiastic.
Now, I want to ask you something from a business standpoint. Now, how did you go out and reach these people and say, well, I'm thinking of doing this. Would you like to be on the page? They can't lose in this because they're getting advertising, and I'm a business owner, so I know. But, I mean,
right.
What motivated them to do this? Just to get themselves out, and they're a whole group. I mean, I don't even know how many are here, but how did you get them to want to do this?
Oh, well, I mean, on the practical level, yes, it's free promotion. And on the, you know, more spiritual level, it's just, probably
right.
It's just a good feeling. Like some of them told me,
right.
This feels right. I should be a part of this. So,
right, and when
a
you
lot of these healers,
are spiritual, truly spiritual, you don't look at the money end of it. That's how I run my sites.
Mm-hmm,
it's not
mm-hmm.
about the money. Like my
right.
big site, it's not about the money. It's about what we're giving out to the world, and
right.
and I've always been like that. And I think these types of people, like yourself and myself, will do this. I mean, we won't even think about it. Yes, I want to do it. Perfect, because you want everybody to be touched by it, and you want everybody to receive something from everything that you have to offer. I think it's the greatest concept I've ever seen.
Oh, great! Thank
I'm very
you.
I'm very impressed with it. I've been doing this a long time, Ellen, a very long time. My first site was developed in 1998, and I continued on. The magazine was 1999, and then I have this other one that's only 6.5 years old. I know people very well, and my wheels are turning how to help. I wouldn't mind having maybe something about you in my blog. That goes to a lot of people. And I don't want to promote just one. I would rather promote you and what you do. I think that'd be great. And plus your places of light. Oh, my goodness.
Thank you.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Spiritual people want to help spiritual people. And I get what I'm supposed to get in return. It doesn't really matter. I mean, you know, you could hand me $100
mm-hmm.
and I'd say, well, I don't really want that. I want you to get your work out there. Makes me feel good. I look good in God's eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And saying, look what Natalie's doing again. And I always tell everybody that it's like you have a chart, pluses and minuses. And when you get up, when you pass on, you better have a lot of pluses sitting there. Because you're going to be asked, how come you have minuses here? What is this? What did you not do right? Look at all you did that was right. I mean, all these things that were wrong and all these. I tell everybody that every single week. They have to believe me. But, we'll do something with your places of light and in you. And what goes along with you will go to your Pure Light Audio easily. I mean, there's no, you know, with your permission, of course, and I would email you about all that stuff. But you want to go to
fantastic.
The other site? Wait till you hear about this other
site. I've got more.
Go ahead.
To say
you talk
life.
About whatever you want. This is your time. This is your
okay.
time. I'm just the host.
Okay. Well, I can go over the different ways to listen to the audios or, you know, different ways to use the audio.
Yes, that would be good. People are going to want to do this because there are some free ones, and they have to click on up the picture, and it will say which ones are free. They're on the right
mm-hmm.
side. There's a list, and it'll tell you. I mean, it's a no-brainer.
Mm-hmm.
It's very self-explanatory. And, okay. Start with me. Say, okay, Natalie, you want to do something here. What do I want to do? How about I want to spiritual energy? So I click on that. Let's see if he has anything free. He does. He has Harmony Sphere, and he has spiritual energy. Okay, the two there, and then the exclusive offers is a blue bar. Okay, so if I wanted to download something, one of these,
mm-hmm.
now what do we do? How do we do this? Do we have to put an app in here or just can download it on your computer, right?
Not yet. I'll get into future plans for the website in a couple of minutes. But for now, users would download the app, first of all. And then they find the audios that they're interested in. And then to download audios, the user just taps the Get It button, which appears next to each audio title. And then the audios
are
downloaded.
Okay, to download the app, is that up at the top of the site where it says download on the App Store?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to do one because I'm just going to click on it because I want to.
Well, you have to be on your iPhone. You have to be on your iPhone.
Oh, you can only do it on your iPhone. Oh, okay. You can't do it on your computer.
Not yet. There are future plans, but that's coming, right? Right.
Oh, it is coming.
I'll talk about that in a second.
Okay, see, I jumped the gun, don't I? I'm already ahead of you. I'm way down the road, packed the container with all my stuff, and I'm walking away.
Okay, so if a user has the app and they see an audio they want, they just tap the Get It button. And when they do that, the audio is downloaded directly to the app's audio player. And like I said, the instructions for how to use that audio are downloaded as well. So the app has its own audio player. It's just like self-contained. And then they can just start playing the audio. And so the different ways to use them, some require active listening, like I mentioned before, like it's sort of like a guided meditation, but you know, the healer is transmitting frequencies and you direct that energy where you want it to go. Many, however, can be played on a loop, either during the day or even while you're sleeping with the volume lowered or muted, and then you can just bask in the high frequencies. And then some you're actually not supposed to loop because the energy is so strong that you either gradually build up or you just keep it at once a day, and that's enough. A few of them do require headphones. Vast majority do not. And then, like I said, we offer audio packages. And then with the packages, sometimes it would be like you listen to one audio for, say, a week, and then you move on to the next audio for a week and the next one because the energies build. So they're all different, but what's really great to keep in mind is that when the audios are played, anyone and anything around you gets the benefit of these frequencies. So it's a great way to broadcast healing frequencies and uplift everyone and everything around you. And not just people, but pets and plants, and even to clear low vibrations from physical objects around you or dark energy from a room. So that's one of the reasons I created this app is just a way to help broadcast higher frequencies. So you could be in a crowded mall, for example, and put one of the audios on. Again, read the instructions. You know, if you can play it on a loop, then play it on a loop, and then, you know, you potentially affect hundreds of people around you. So it's just a great way to help raise the vibration around you and make a difference in the world.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Sure is. Well, I'm going to have to try this with my phone.
Yeah, and I'll touch on some of the results or, you know, what people can expect when they start working with these audios. So, well, first of all, everyone's different. So some people get results quickly. For others, it may take some time to entrain to the new frequencies, but eventually you do. I would suggest some things to keep in mind when users first start playing these audios is that, first of all, shifts are not always felt on the conscious level, but that doesn't mean the frequencies aren't working on very subtle levels to shift your consciousness. I'll admit there are many audios I love that I feel nothing if I listen to it consciously, but if I play it on a loop while I sleep, the next morning I feel amazing. So, or I'll get an intuition that my body just like wants to hear this audio over and over again, and I won't know why. But there's like something in my field that wants these frequencies. So I would suggest highly just trust your intuition and just go what you're drawn to. And don't worry if you don't feel a shift on the conscious level. It's still working. And then secondly, as I touched on before, you might experience detox symptoms. So just as a warning, you know, you might. The audio is going to dislodge anything that's of a lower frequency. So you may feel kind of tired for a couple of days or a little emotional for a couple of days. You know, you might not, but just as a warning, you might. So, but it's good. It's a very good sign. That just means that anything of a lower frequency is just coming up to be released. And then you'll feel much, much better after that. But I would say just some tips, find a healer you resonate with. That's why we offer so many free audios on the app, because they're all different and different people are going to resonate with different healers. So just try them out and see who you're drawn to, you know, who you resonate with. And then secondly, be sure to follow the instructions, because that's very important. And lastly, it's very important to just have the right attitude, be open-minded, be playful, because positive change happens when the energies are light. So keep your attitude light and playful.
Right.
And just
be
just
open
be
to
open.
Whatever is going to be happening to you. Right?
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And yeah, just have fun. That's what I tell everyone, have fun.
Yeah, and you know, you can experience, I guess you can mix them. I mean, you don't have to stay with only one. You can go whatever.
You
have to just listen to your own little inner guides as well. God, I really, and you might pick somebody just by their picture, because the pictures are on the site of all of these people.
Yes.
And you might look, you know, you might look at this lady and say, wow, look at that beautiful smile. I'll click on her. So, you know, you might be surprised at who you pick. And they all offer a variety of different things. I mean, so you could even stick with one person, one healer. You don't have to go switching around if you don't want to, because they all offer lots of things. Wait till you start clicking on these pictures. You're going to go crazy. You really, really are. But
well, pictures carry
frequency.
I am. So, sure.
I don't. Do you recommend, and like say, okay, say we were talking, and would you recommend anything for me, or do you just want me to go with my own sense of what I feel I want to do?
No, you go with your own sense. They're highly individualized. Yeah. Just go with your own intuition. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because it really shouldn't steer you wrong. And the thought just came to me, what it might do is it might make you start with something in preparation to go to something else, you know, because sometimes you go to different levels and you just have to be, you have to start somewhere. We all have to start somewhere. And it'd be just like me teaching somebody how to do stuff on the internet. I mean, some people, I'm lucky they can turn their PC on. that's just a little inner joke. And I have my gal who does all the marketing. Her name is Candy. She did a lot on Facebook and Twitter. And when the show was done, I've already put it out that we're recording. But then when I'm done, I'll say that, you know, I'll send it out again, and she'll run with it. And I know a few listening already, because they listen every week because they want me to know what my voice sounds like. And I have this, of course, she's a friend now. She's going to say, you just sounded so good. Well, I think when you love what you do, and I'm not afraid to meet or talk to new people, I think that it's easy. I mean, isn't it easy? I mean, to me, it's easy. It's always been easy. But she'll tell me after the show, oh, you sounded so good. I love this stuff. So they're listening. And I don't really know who's listening unless they call in. You know, they'll be on my dashboard. And until the show is over, sometimes it takes a few days because they have to, you know, they have to grab all the information. And then sometimes they'll just say, I heard you Wednesday night. I used to do them on Monday night. As a matter of fact, Ellen, I did not know people were really listening until I stopped doing it. And for those 3 months, people would catch me, when are you going to do your show again, Natalie? Well, you know, I mean, it was really difficult on me. I probably could have used one of these audios to help me through this, for this grief. I mean, we were like sisters, and when something like that is sudden, it's like your champion. I called her my champion. I have another one. I have two other ones. But she was one of them, and it's like they get pulled away from you. And I probably could have used one of these, you know, that would have helped me probably get through this. So for grief, it's really good. For energy, I mean, we could go on and on and on and on with this. I mean, it's amazing. I'm going to keep it up because
the
looks of it.
Yeah, we've got almost 350 audios on the app now. And I'm so happy healers have been so supportive and enthusiastic. But for example, we've got audios for abundance, financial freedom, finding your purpose, increasing psychic ability. We've got one called Escaping the Matrix, which is great to kind of lift you out of this, you know, this collective consciousness programming. into higher states of consciousness, activating DNA. For health, we've got everything from clearing back pain, shoulder pain, adrenal fatigue, dental issues, allergies, eye issues. We've got a whole category for youthfulness, which is very popular, not surprisingly.
Mm-hmm.
We've got frequencies
angel
for
tools,
lengthening.
Yeah, affirmations.
For youthfulness specifically, we've got frequencies for lengthening telomeres, revitalizing mitochondria and stem cells, frequencies for increasing collagen and firmer skin.
It doesn't matter how old we are, you got to be prepared, right? Go get them. I love the world like it is right now. I was thinking about that when I had television on, and then I was relaxing before the show, and I thought, what a world this is. Who would have thought all this technology? Really have to sit back, and you will be amazed if you start to think about it. I mean, we used to have these little tiny radios, but they're nothing like they are now. There was no cell phone. So nothing. We had nothing. The Internet was basically Internet Explorer.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't have
right.
anything. I was on AOL, and then all of a sudden we got Firefox. I use that. I love Firefox. That's my buddy. And, there's other ones. There's Chrome, and there's all kinds. Safari. There's all kinds of them now, but... I just sit back and I'm amazed at how the world, what has happened to the world. And we have to look at it as a good, positive thing. Yeah, there's things that go on that maybe you're not real happy with, but you have to know that it will be taken care of. It will change. Tomorrow is a new day. That's what I think to myself. Tomorrow is a new day. But I will tell you, Ellen, before we go to your website, I talk to God every day. I get mad at him sometimes. And I'll say, okay, so what do you call that you just did? What do you call this that just happened? I don't blame him, but I'll lean back and I'll say, okay, I'm going to leave it to you to just take care of it and make it all better and make people happy. That's what we want everybody to be, is happy. Now we're going to go over to, if you're done talking about all these beautiful healers and audios, we'll go over to placesoflight.com. Wait till you go to this site. I'm at the homepage, and now, did you channel Atlantis and Lemuria? Did you channel these beautiful pictures? Well, tell me about your site. Tell me about this one now.
All my artwork
is
channeled.
We're shifting gears here. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
tell me how this got started for you. This one, because this one is yours totally.
Yes, my artwork is at placesoflight.com, and basically all my life I have had visions of Atlantis and other star systems and high spiritual realms, and they would just always come to me and feel like home, because I've always had a knowing that this 3D reality that we're in is not real. It's just this manufactured reality that relentlessly hammers in that we are limited and separate and powerless and stuck in linear time, and then we're programmed from birth pretty much to think and behave like everyone else and then to compete with each other. But truly, we're infinite beings with unlimited potential, and I believe we're here to introduce new possibilities, not be sheeple and follow the herd. So I feel like these visions have always come to me to remind me of all the magic that exists just beyond this 3D perceptual bandwidth. There's like amazing frequencies and amazing magic. So I will get a vision. All my life, these visions have come to me, and then I'll, I'd sketch it out, and I've kept them in a folder for a long time. And then later on, I'll get a download of what the place is called and if it has a message for us, or, the description of what happens in this place, this realm. And it was around, the vision stopped for a while when I was in school. But then around, late 90s or so, they started coming back again. And synchronistically, I was led to this 3D program on the computer, and I just started playing around, and then I started feeling this presence guiding me to remember these places and guiding me to remember details. And then the vision started to flow again. And, and since then I've just created so many images and I've sold them at art festivals. And what's been really great is when I'm doing a show and people will walk in and tell me that they've dreamt of a certain place, or they'll look at a place and without reading the description, they'll say, "That's Atlantis." So I love when that happens because it kind of confirms that yes, what I am channeling really does exist somewhere.
Yeah, it really does exist, and it's meaningful to somebody else or many people.
Yeah.
It really, really is. I don't do that. You're very talented. I mean, you're very gifted is the word. I can't. I mean, I get visions, but usually I get visions of someone, not a picture. At some point in time, I'll tell you about what came to me when I was very, very ill. I was actually probably going to die, but I did not, obviously. Maybe in another conversation. I don't want to take up our time doing that, but because most of the people have heard about it when I was working with Maya Moon, and it was real. I saw it with my eyes. So I wasn't playing a game. I mean, this was not, "Oh, she's daydreaming again," or no, this was real. And that's the only thing that's ever come to me, other than someone. I'll get visions of somebody that I'm actually doing things with, and then I just have to wait for it to unfold. That's the tough part. But yours, you actually get images like this that you can put on paper. How gifted is that? That's beautiful.
Thank you.
It really is. Well, I can't do that, and I bet most of the listeners can't do this. But if, now Atlantis, somebody told me that I was there. I think it was Maya Moon. She said that we were probably sisters there. But, I mean, a lot of people can say that. Not that I didn't believe her, but I don't ever get anything from Atlantis at all. I don't ever get anything, in my head about Atlantis. But you do. I can see. And talk about a beautiful place. Now, what about Lemuria? I don't know anything about that. That's just another, is that just another place or...
Oh, I believe Lemuria absolutely existed. I personally don't really have an affinity with Lemuria, so I haven't gotten many visions of Lemuria. For me, it's Atlantis.
Okay.
Ever since I can remember, it's been Atlantis. But I was going to say, in addition to designing my images, I also put light and higher frequencies in my images, just like these healers do with the audios. So, and I program them to raise the vibration of the room in which they're displayed, if they're hanging on a wall, or just to raise the frequency of the viewer. And people have told me they've been sad or depressed, but then viewing my artwork, they feel so much better.
And they glance or look at it, and they start to feel a lot better.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
And I sometimes when you're little, there's always something that you want to hold on to that makes you feel like you're close to something, or it's going to take away your feelings, and it does. And it, maybe there's something in that little teddy bear that you held or whatever.
Yeah.
But, I mean, these pictures are just kind of moving forth here. And when you go to the site, and I'd like the listeners to go to it, placesoflight.com, you're going to see these beautiful pictures that Ellen did. And you do prints. You do journals and astrology notebooks. I was thinking about getting another journal, as a matter of fact, and I'm looking down here. I mean, I could spend some money here. And you have your pure light at the bottom also, which is great. You know, they do go in sync with each other. So what do you seem, and you've got some reviews on here that people have purchased some different things. What do they usually go, do they do the prints mostly? Of course, if the prints have the vibration in them, I would think that those would go pretty fast, I would think. And you're not that expensive either. I've been to sites where things are like a lot. This is wonderful. Your spiral notebook, a dream journal, is only $14.95. But now, are these the pictures that you've drawn yourself that are on these journals?
Yes.
Oh,
all the artwork is mine,
really...
and all the artwork is infused with higher frequencies. Because that's my passion, is bringing light and higher frequencies to the planet. any way I can, you know, whether it's through my art or it's, you know, it's collaborating with these healers. But I just want others to remember their light, because this reality is so intent on keeping us in the dark, and truly there's so much light.
And you're really right about that. You're really right about that. But I like this first one. It's a sphere. It's got the, it looks like the earth on the inside. I guess it's one of the, it's the third picture. I really like that one a lot. But then I keep seeing something else that I like it. So, yeah. You can have these make beautiful prints on your walls, in your office.
Mm-hmm.
These are really gorgeous.
Yeah, and they're digital, so they can... they're digital, so they can be put on anything. You know, I offer digital downloads. So if someone wants to make a mug, for example, they can
How
do
long
that
does
too.
It take to do one? Now, here's one that's got, it looks like there's spirals going up, and it's got almost like a sphere, which kind of looks like the sun, but I don't think that's what it is. I'm probably interpreting this totally wrong. You've got that. Do they have names? Each one has an, oh, yeah, it does. Lionsgate. Okay, Temples of Obsidian. Oh, yes, they all have names. I would expect that from you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Of course. And a description, too.
Gail did not tell me what you were about at all. And I'm very honored to have you. I really, really am. I mean,
thank you.
I don't want to say that I'm not as high as you, but I think in a different way I am. You know, we all have our own area, I think, that we've been given. But you really excel. You are... pure of the light. I can see it with everything that I'm looking at. It's
Thank
really,
you.
Really nice. It's nice to look at. And, you know, I'm not envious. I'm not jealous. I just wish I had a little bit of art in me, but I don't have a bit of art in me at all. I mean, nothing. No art at all. I can't. I mean, I can draw a square
That's
with
okay.
a square. You know, I learned that from some girl who could really draw in grade school. She said, I'm going to show you how to do this. I said, oh, yeah, okay, show me. Well, it's easy to do that. It's nothing, right? But so everything is reasonably priced. I don't see anything that is out of reach. What about this Lionsgate one? Where does the name come from, Lionsgate, that you have of this one? It's got the lions with, sitting up on top of these pedestals. Where does the names come
mm-hmm.
from? Did you get those too?
Well, that one in particular refers to a time of year between in mid-August, mid to late August, where the Earth aligns
right.
with Sirius.
8/8, I saw that. Yep.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So, yeah, I guess you know early mid-August. So that's what that one is popular. You know, a lot of people use that. Like
right.
that one for
you. Dawn of the Golden Age.
That's,
you have the magic circle.
Yeah.
It's almost like something that you would see in Ireland, right?
Yeah,
that
kind
of reminds
but
me of that,
all, like
the Atlantean temple. Wow.
Like I said, after I design them, I get a download of what the place is called and what happens, you know, the whole description of the place. Sometimes I just get a message of inspiration.
Wow. This is the one, mm-hmm. Portal for Higher Consciousness. That's the one I was looking at. Also, I'm looking at them all.
Oh, right. Right.
You can see the colors that I like right away because I like Lionsgate. You can see that golden color, and that,
uh-huh.
and I know why now. That's the color. That golden color is the color of this raw crystal that appeared on my back wall. It was huge, 7 feet high, 6-7 feet high. It was humongous, and
wow.
My whole room glowed from
wow.
that crystal.
Beautiful.
And that's what, but I was not well at all. I mean, they didn't know what to do for me. And I sat up, and the strange thing of it is that I had to see it with my eyes. I couldn't dream it. You know, the light could have been just to heal me. Yeah, granted, I understand that, but I had to see it. And I think whatever appeared, whatever that was, knew she's got to see this, or she has to know. And it carried me through other near death experiences. I mean, fatal accidents. I mean,
wow.
I've been spared many times. But that crystal, I mean, I couldn't even draw the silly thing. I did draw it the next morning so that I would have it fresh in my head. But that golden color, that's why I'm attracted to that right away, is that color. It's that color of those lions sitting there. That's the color of that crystal. That's what was coming from the crystal. The whole room
beautiful.
Glowed. It was beautiful. Oh, yeah. Yeah, remember that. Just remember that. Because, I mean, people hear it on the radio. I haven't said that in quite a few months now. But But yeah, it did something for me. I don't know quite yet. I don't think it's done. I don't think I'm done yet. I don't know. But anyways, pardon me?
I said interesting.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's real. It was real. And
yeah.
So if you would like to go to purelightaudio.com, you have a variety of things to choose from. You're probably, you think you're going to want the free, but then you're going to look and say, well, maybe I should get this. And they can get it in groups of like three or four at a time. I mean.
Oh, no, only the free audios are limited to three
okay.
at a time. The paid for audios are unlimited.
Of course, you can purchase whatever you want. Right.
Of course, absolutely. And, you know, whatever you're drawn to, just, no,
yeah.
Of course not.
Yeah, yeah, and then the other site is placesoflight.com, and she has prints, she has journals, notebooks, astrology cards. Are you an astrologer?
No, I'm not an astrologer, but I've always been very much into astrology.
Yeah, that's exactly how I started, was in astrology. I learned from these, I shouldn't say old ladies, but they were really, you know, one of them was very, very famous, and she took me under her wing, and then I got into the Federation of Astrologers because of the other one, but this little lady, she actually sent me something that she had typed on her typewriter, now a manual typewriter we're talking, and it was just like her book. So when she wrote her books, she did them on this little typewriter. So, and I have it. I have all her books, and I go back to them all the time because she was old school, and she always said to me, because computers were just getting to be the thing, and she said, don't rely upon the computer to tell you what is in the chart, because she wrote me in this letter. She said that if you just go learn the signs, learn the houses, and you'll be good to go. And I did. That's what started me on it. And look what I'm doing now. Look what I'm doing
That's
now.
Great.
I mean, you know,
well,
really, when you think, I had no idea I would be doing what I'm doing. So obviously there was a lot of guidance for me. And this was right after, not right after I saw my crystal, but it was maybe a year or two after that I started discovering things. And so it set the path for me, that's for sure.
That's
it got
great.
Me going on
that's
something.
Great.
Yeah,
yeah,
there was intensity from it.
Let me wrap up by just talking about what's next for Pure Light Audio.
Sure.
If that's all right. Yeah, well, just to wrap up, my vision for Pure Light is that what's next for the website is that I want to offer audios off the website as well as the app so that users don't need a smartphone. So that'll make the audios a lot more accessible to people. But I also want to offer healing videos and maybe even frequency-infused imagery on both the app and the website. Because my vision for Pure Light in general is that for the app and the website to be not just a marketplace, but more like a sanctuary where people can just come for healing, whether it's audios, videos, imagery, they can just come for healing and be in the high frequencies because that's my passion, is bringing light and high frequencies to the planet any way that I can.
Mm-hmm. So that's going to be, is that going to be on both sites now? You're going to, oh, just on Pure Light Audio,
Pure Light,
right? You're going to have
PureLightAudio.com, yep.
Okay. All right, awesome. Well, we've only got about 7 minutes left here, but what a wonderful journey I've been on with you. I mean, how lucky am I? See, this is what I get to do. I get to know a little bit about everybody and learn about what they offer, and it's really it's enlightening for me. I mean, we don't know everything. I certainly don't. I know that. I mean, sometimes I wonder how I'm doing what I'm doing. And that's the truth, you know. So you mm-hmm. were directed totally. You had that vision. I did not have that. I always tell people I kind of fell into things. I guess. I don't know. But if you look back, to me there's divine order in everything. If you look back, well,
mm-hmm.
you did this so that you could do this and this and this and this. And now you're doing this. You know, 10 years ago, you wouldn't be doing this. So So I guess when you think about it that way, it all works together and it's all wonderful. And we will talk in email, Ellen.
Great.
I have questions for you and well suggestions okay. and questions and there's things on the on places of light. I'm fascinated with those colors. See, it's the colors that are grabbing me. And you have prism on this one that I said looked like it's from Ireland. And I mean, everybody needs to go to these sites. You have to see them with your eyes because they are gorgeous. And I'm so happy that you wanted to do this. I know you've probably done a lot of them. And doing an interview with me is totally different than you've ever experienced, probably because I have some coming up, Ellen. Some of these people have been on like the Today Show and all that. Well, I'm not. I have to talk to the publicist about it. I mean, I can handle them. I'm not worried about it. It's just that it's kind of impressive to me that somebody would even want to be on with me. But then again, this is Natalie, and Natalie does good things, and we all have our things that we do so well. And talking is one of my things that I do well. I mean, I could talk for an hour by myself. Because I started looking at the time and I didn't see you, and I thought, oh, well, never fear. I can, you know, at least talk about 40 minutes of it if I had to, even though I didn't want to. I'm so glad you came on. And, you know, I will talk to you again. We'll talk on the phone, but I'll send you some email about some questions that I have and maybe for some direction for me. Because I'll tell you what's
sure.
been going on with me, and I'm just it's just such an honor to have you on the show, Ellen. Thank you again, and go to her places that you want. You know her sites are beautiful: purelightaudio.com and placesoflight.com. You will not be disappointed. You will be, in fact, enlightened just by looking at everything. It'll make you feel really good. So with that, I guess we'll close
the
show.
Thank you.
Oh well, you're most welcome, and we'll talk soon. Okay, I promise.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Good night. And everybody,
night.
While I still have you on, believe in things you cannot see. They really are there. Good night.
Another year has come and gone. Are you wondering what the future holds? Are you struggling with the... Another year has come and gone. Are you wondering what the future holds? Are you struggling with the decision about love, money, your career, your family? StarPsychics.com, that stars with a Z, has the answers you desire. StarPsychics.com is the best and brightest advisor site on the internet, staffed by top-rated, professional, fully tested, and certified advisors. This is the real deal.